about epic adventures and what it means to be in an epic adventure. We talked about the Harry Potter series, which was kind of great. We talked about Old Spice deodorant. And if you don't know why, go to the supermarket and turn over a tube of Old Spice deodorant, and you will encounter one of the most epic descriptions of a product I have ever seen in my life. We talked about all of the places in our lives where there are epic adventures happening. And then we talked about the fact that the most epic adventure of them all, the greatest journey we could possibly be part of, we're already in the middle of, because it's the journey of following Jesus Christ from the birth in Bethlehem to the resurrection. What more epic tale is there? In the midst of this amazing adventure, we have heroes and villains. We have miracles. We have sadness and we have triumph. All of it wrapped up in an adventure story for the ages that is a little bit better than those other adventures we might see in the fiction section of our bookstores, because we know that this epic adventure of faith is true. And so, as I looked at the gospel lesson for this morning, I couldn't help, because of the context I have been in all week, to see what an amazing opportunity for epic adventure was issued to our disciples this morning. We have Simon, Peter, and Andrew, who immediately drop their nets. Immediately. That word is important. We then have James and John, who are in the boat with their father, who also immediately drop their nets. Words are not repeated in Bible passages accidentally. It's always important. Immediately. They dropped their livelihood immediately. They left their father sitting in the boat without hesitation. Immediately, to follow this man who, yeah, maybe the prophecies were about him. But did they have proof yet? Did they have the luxury that we have of knowing the end of the story? Or did they drop their nets and say, I am going on an epic adventure solely because of my faith? They did it. And I wonder how many of us would do the same thing here today? If Jesus himself walked through that door and came up to you and said, I want you to follow me. I need you to drop your livelihood. I need you to walk away from your family. I need you to leave everything behind and come with me right now. How many of us would do it? Immediately. Well, what if we just hesitated a little bit? What if I needed to take some time and go to the store and get an international cell phone, because that way I could call home while I'm out on this journey? And I'd also want to make sure that I transfer some money from my savings account into my checking account, because you never know what could actually go wrong in this international travel. And I want to make sure that I call everybody in my family so they don't worry about me. They know that I'm gone, even though I'll have that international cell phone, because I can call them later, but they should know that I'm leaving before I go. And who's going to take care of my dog? They dropped their nets immediately. We live in a world that is constantly pushing and pulling between the secular and the sacred. We live in a world with competing expectations that we are constantly feeling like we fall short of. We live in a world where we want to achieve on every possible level. And we live in a world that's already been redeemed. So how do we take those ordinary moments in our lives, those things that we feel like we have to be constantly focused on, those things that are the mundane and the everyday to other people, but to us are the most important things. How do we take those things and baptize them? And that is what I spent my week dreaming and imagining. As Christians, we're called to a lifetime of Christian formation. We talk about it as cradle to grave, lifelong Christian formation. And what this week was about for all of us was to dream about what not only lifelong Christian formation looks like, but what does life-wide Christian formation look like? What does it look like when you take all of those things in your life, whether it's the volleyball tournaments and the practices that you have at school, whether it's going to work each day or playing with your children? How do we take the lifelong and the life-wide and form intersections? Those intersections, my friends, are the thin places. When we are going about our daily lives following Jesus Christ, when we find moments out on the pitch or in the boardroom, in the supermarket, or walking down the street, and we go to that center and we drop our nets to follow Jesus. I hesitate. I think of all the things that could go wrong, and I'm tangled in my net. What is the net that's tangling you up right now? That net that you need to drop in order to follow Jesus with this epic invitation. We have the opportunity to drop the things that burden our hearts and to spring forward into a life of epic adventures. Why do we read those books in the first place? Why are we sad when they're over? We want to be on this epic adventure, but we are afraid. And I think that's why every time an angel shows up in the Bible, the first thing it says is, "Be not afraid." This is our epic adventure. Sadly, I don't think a phoenix is going to fly through that door any minute and whisk me off. This is it. This is what I get. This is what you get. This is what we as the church together get, to go out into the world and to share this epic narrative with everyone whom we encounter, even when it's scary, even when it's hard. So I invite you to drop your nets. Even when it's scary, even when it's hard, and even if you need to hesitate a little bit before you're ready to do it. We are called to a life of adventure, to live in the thin places and to share that narrative with everyone we encounter. So listen for the echo of Jesus' own words and follow me.
We believe in one God,
the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally God of the Father, God of God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten not made, of one being with the Father.
Gracious and loving God, from our occupations and the business of our lives, you call us to follow Jesus in the way of reconciliation and unity. Give us boldness to repent immediately from all that may separate us from you, that we may teach and proclaim the good news to all the earth as we pray. You speak in our hearts and say, "Seek my face." Your face, O God, will we seek. Let your church proclaim the gospel with power and embrace the cross so completely that Christ may no longer be divided by the quarrels among us, but rather that your church may be united with the same mind and the same purpose for the healing of the world. So speak in our hearts and say, "Seek my face."
Your face, O God.
Give leaders of the world courage to answer readily the call to justice, that the yoke of burden and the bar of oppression across all shoulders may be broken, and that people who have walked in great darkness may see a great light. You speak in our hearts and say, "Seek my face."
Your face, God, will we see.
Inspire our community to sing and make music to you, and hearken your voice when you call, O Most High, that we may dwell in your house all the days of our life and offer in your dwelling an oblation with sounds of great gladness. You speak in our hearts and say, "Seek my face."
Your face, O God, will we see.
God is our light and our salvation. Whom then shall we fear? We bring to you, our God, the anguish and concern of our hearts, praying especially for Paula, Michael, Patrick, Jess, Bill, Justin, Ron, Phyllis, Andrea, Joan, Roland, Teddy, Mavis, Ruth, Anne, Sarah, Rachel, Louise, the Reverend Scotty Wagner, Thomas Shaw, our bishop, and those we now name. In the days of trouble, keep your people safe in your shelter. Receive into your glorious presence those who have died, as we remember especially Walter Whitman Tabor. May your light shine upon them always. You speak in our hearts and say, "Seek my face."
Your face, O God, will I see. Almighty and eternal God, so draw our hearts to you, so guide our minds, so fill our imaginations, so control our wills, that we may be wholly yours, utterly dedicated to you. And then use us, we pray, as you will, and always to the glory and the welfare of your people, through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Let us confess our sins against God and our neighbor. God of all mercy, we confess that we have sinned against you, opposing your will in our lives. We have denied your goodness in each other, in ourselves, and in the worlds you have created. We repent of the evil that enslaves us, the evil done, and the evil done on our behalf. Forgive, restore, and strengthen us through our Savior Jesus Christ, that we may abide in your love and serve only your will. Amen. Almighty God, have mercy on you, forgive you all your sins through our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen you in all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit keep you in eternal life. Amen. Please be seated. I invite you to come forward if you're celebrating a birthday or an anniversary or another milestone in life so that we might pray with you and bless you. Birthdays, anniversary. How many years? 24 years for Brett and Dave. Birthdays, anniversaries, birthdays, all these birthdays. Great. Let's pray. We praise you and we thank you, O God, for the gift of life and for the gift of love. We ask you to send your blessing upon these who come to you this morning, grateful for all that has been and filled with hope for all that shall be. Help each of these persons as they celebrate a birthday and an anniversary be for all of us light, that we may walk in their way and know the glory of your love. We ask this in the name of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up the light of his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up the light of his countenance upon you and give you peace this day and forevermore. Amen. Please stand. My sisters and brothers, may the peace of Christ be always with you.
Peace.
Peace be with you. Peace be with you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Peace. Great to see you. Peace. Happy birthday. Peace. Congratulations. Happy anniversary. Peace. Peace, Donald. Peace. Welcome home. Great to see you. Peace. Good job. Peace, Bahi. Peace. Peace. Great job. Father, peace, peace.